Wow, that is beautiful. We are listening to Sweet Lady J right now in your ears. And we actually have Sweet Lady J calling in live on the phone. Sweet Lady J, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. What's shaking, bacon? How you doing?
I am good. I'm so happy to have you here. We just finished doing a segment on politics and power with the former California speaker, John Perez. And now we're moving to something that's just as powerful, music and art, which is your forte. What's happening in Palm Springs next week?
Well, Palm Springs is buzzing because we have our first annual Palm Springs Women's Week. And it includes a little bit of everything for everyone. So we have musical events happening. We have a golf tournament, spa day, seminars, power talks, a little bit of everything. We try to make it as diverse as possible to fit everyone in. And then it's anchored by our sixth annual Palm Springs Women's Jazz Festival.
And you're the artistic director of that jazz festival, right?
I am indeed the co-founder and artistic director of the Palm Springs Women's Jazz Festival, and we just have a wonderful time. I mean, we try to bring in as much talent as we can, diverse talent, meaning as far as jazz festival is concerned, so we try to knock out the spectrum of contemporary jazz, straight ahead jazz, blues, funk, a little bit of world music and everything we can fit in there under the jazz umbrella.
And you've been doing that for 6 years. That's amazing.
We have.
Wow. Now, I know that the Dinosaur Weekend is seen as a big women's week out in the desert. This sounds like another one, and this is going to be the first annual, so congratulations on your launch.
Terrific. We appreciate that, and we hope that it is as popular as Dinah Week.
Yeah. How did it get started? Who came up with the idea? I was emailing with a couple of women, I think Gail and Pam, I think. Is that how it got started? How did this whole idea get started?
Well, it was actually Gail and Lucy. Gail and Lucy. Actually, we are partners in the Palm Springs Women's Jazz Festival, and last year, in 2018, we had a break. And that break, we chose to explore and expand some options of how we can include a different array of things to do. And so we introduced the Jazz at Sundown series, which is a series of concerts throughout the year as opposed to just the festival. And Lucy and Gail had previously done Dinah in Color, which included sort of the seminars and some of the smaller events. And so we thought, on that break, wouldn't it be a wonderful idea to expand this, use this to sort of pull in the community of Coachella Valley with the women there, and bring in different events that pull in the community and celebrate the lesbian community. So the Jazz Festival, by the way, is open to the public. It's not specifically a lesbian event. It is a musical event. However, this Palm Springs Women's Week is specifically designated to celebrate the lesbian culture.
That's awesome. You know, I'm old enough to remember the women's music festivals that used to happen every year, where women would gather from all over the nation. I mean, to hear Holly Neer sing and Chris Williamson sing. And I just know how important it is that music's got to be in the center of this revolution, because that's what changes hearts and minds, the power of music.
I totally agree. It changes hearts and minds, and also helps with Alzheimer's and a host of everything else in this world that ills us. You know, all the ills in the world, music seems to sort of help soothe that beast. And it's important. And I think, you know, we're still battling, because I was just reading an article in the New York Times about the gender gap in music, men and women. So there's still sexism and, you know, that whole thing happening. within the music industry. 90% generally, it's still an old boys club, and so we're trying to carve out a niche for women. So.
Well, that's really important, because I tell you, the gay men, we love our divas. We love Aretha. Yes. We love Diana Ross. We love Whitney. We love all the divas. So.
No. Well, if you love the divas, honey, well, you've got to get a little diva involved. Diva and art.
So we've got less than a minute left. Can you tell us if people want more information about the week or the jazz festival? You have a website, a Facebook page. Where can they get more info?
We do. Go to PalmSpringsWomensWeek.com, and you can get information there about the whole Women's Week and the Palm Springs Women's Jazz Festival. There's music events throughout the week, poetry jams. There's, as I said, a golf club. There's dance events. There's all sorts of things, and particularly power talks, where women get together and discuss what's happening in politics and the things that matter. And how we can make a difference and influence government.
Wonderful. And you got a Facebook page or a Twitter account? Or
Palm Springs Women's Jazz Festival.
That's it. Got it.
That's, you get there. You find us anywhere you can on social media.
Okay, wonderful. Well, sweet lady Jay, it's been a pleasure having you on. Your voice is beautiful. Can hardly wait to hear more music.
I appreciate it. The sweet baby Jay. And yeah. I tell you what, I certainly appreciate being on your show, and I hope that your listeners will come and visit us in the desert.
I hope so, too. Break a nail. Good luck to you out there.
Okay, thanks
so much. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. When we come back, we'll be talking to members of the bisexual community on Bisexual Pride here on Channel Q.
Sidebar with John Duran. We'll be right back. The new Channel Q.